Greatest Name in Cereals presents
Wild Bill Hickok! Hiya, folks! Hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg Sugar Smacks, because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you, brought to you by Kellogg's Smacking New Cereal, those better-than-ever puffs of wheat that are sugar-toasted and candy-sweet. Kellogg's Sugar Smacks! Brand-new Kellogg's Sugar Smacks!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Smacks, those better-never puffs of wheat that are sugar-toasted and candy-sweet, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Grandpa Granger's Train Ride. They're better-never puffs of wheat. They're sugar-toasted and candy-sweet. Kellogg's Sugar Smacks. Sugar Smacks are smacking good when you eat them out of your bowl for breakfast, and they're smacking good when you eat them out of the box for a snack. And these delicious sweet puffs of wheat are double charged with energy from both wheat and sugar. So for a smacking good breakfast treat and a snack that's really neat, you want the better never puffs of wheat, sugar toasted and candy sweet, Kellogg's Sugar Smacks. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles were often in great danger from their enemies. But one of their most dangerous adventures came as a result of a trip with one of their best friends. That was the time they went along on Grandpa Granger's Train Ride.
Sure full of run this morning, Bill.
Let him run a little then, Jingles. I'll race you the last two blocks to the office.
All right, sir. Someday Joker's gonna beat Buckshot by a little old nose, and that'll be the biggest day of his life.
This might be the day. You ready?
All set.
Let's go then. Up there, Buckshot.
Get Joker!
Come on, Buckshot. Stay up front.
Faster, Joker. Don't let him beat you this time.
Joker sure is full run. He's staying mighty close.
A little faster, Joker. Let's beat him this time. Now you're even with him. Come on, Joker.
Well, Buckshot.
Joker. Whoa. Bill, somebody's shooting at us.
Yeah, from our own office, too. Get around there, Buckshot.
I'll go in there and I'll cram that six gun down his throat.
I don't know who could be in there, but watch out for tricks.
I'm watching. Whoa, Joker. Whoa,
Buckshot. Whoa.
Why ain't he shooting anymore? Suppose he's still in there?
I don't know. Come on. Kick the door open and jump back.
Stick him up! I got you covered.
Oh.
One move and I'll pick off your ears like a blue jay snapping acorns off a twig.
Bill, it's only Grandpa Granger.
Grandpa, what are you doing? Holster those guns before you hurt somebody.
I'm wise to you, night crawling. Well, if it ain't Wild Bill and Jingles.
You old featherhead, of course it's Wild Bill and Jingles. Who else did you expect to come walking into the U.S. Marshal's office?
What happened to the Beeman brothers?
Who are the Beeman brothers, Grandpa?
If you was out there on the street when they come riding in, I'm surprised you're still alive.
There's nobody out there but us. It's still early in the morning.
Lathering down Main Street at a full gallop, storming into town like they always do when they're hunting trouble. Not more than 2 minutes ago. Grab your guns. Let's get them.
Now, that was us, Grandpa. We were having a horse race.
I say they're a disgrace. Wait till I check my guns. We'll hunt them coyotes down once and for all.
No, Grandpa, no.
Put up them cannons.
Both working fine.
Oh, Bill, two more holes in the ceiling.
All right, put the guns away, Grandpa. There aren't any Beeman brothers to chase.
That's right. Let's put them in their place.
He said there aren't any Beeman brothers to chase. They were all run out of the country while you were still sheriff 30 years ago.
The Beeman brothers is gone?
They've been gone for 30 years.
That's so. Well, shucks, with them gone, there ain't nobody for me to chase. Sort of takes the zip out of life.
Looks like you convinced him, partner.
Yeah, that's better.
The letter. Oh, yeah, the letter. That's what I come over here for in the first place.
I didn't say letter. I said that's better.
I heard you. Here it is right here.
He has got a letter.
Sure I have. Tookie Smithers over at the post office said for me to be sure and give it to you first thing in the morning on account of its special delivery.
Well, if it's so doggone special, I don't know why it let a fuzzy-headed old possum like you deliver it. What's it say, Bill? Huh? What's it say?
Wait till I get it open, Jingles.
Oh, gee whiz. We don't get special delivery letters very often.
It's from headquarters, Jingles.
Well, might have known. Probably trouble somewhere that they want us to fix right now.
I don't know whether it's trouble or not. Says, please locate Ralph Granger, formerly sheriff of Cactus County. Take him to the courthouse at the state capitol to testify as witness the Wells Fargo holdup 30 years ago in the Gunside Pass. $70,000 gold shipment has just been recovered.
That's what it says, huh?
That's right. Locate Ralph Granger and take him to the courthouse.
Well, now, who in the heck is Ralph Granger?
You're looking right at him. That's Grandpa.
Grandpa?
What do you want, sonny?
I'm just wondering why anybody wants you at the state capitol or anywhere else, and don't call me Sonny.
What's eating him, Wild Bill?
Grandpa, do you remember a Wells Fargo holdup in Gunside Pass?
Gunside Pass? Sure I remember. A couple of varmints stuck up the stagecoach and made off with $70,000 gold.
By golly, he remembers.
Must have been 2-3 weeks ago. Them road agents must have got clean away by now.
It was 30 years ago, and nobody cares what happened to the bandits. They just found the money.
I don't think it's so funny.
Oh.
Let's saddle up and run them owl hoots down a prairie dog hole. Teach them they can't get away with that kind of stuff.
Oh, Bill, he don't even know what we're talking about.
He's an old man, partner. Mm-hmm. But he's the only witness they have. Go get 3 tickets on the afternoon train. We'll take him up to the state capitol.
Oh, good. I haven't been on a train in a long time.
Seems to me it was the Beeman brothers that done it, but we never could prove it. Never found the money.
They found the money now, Grandpa, and they need you to identify it.
Well, speak up, fellas. Don't mumble.
They need you to identify the gold. We'll go up on the afternoon train.
Hold up the afternoon train?
Oh.
Well, why didn't you say so? Come on, we'll head them off at the pass.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Hit the saddle, boys. Wait till I check my guns.
Grandpa, no.
Put up them cannons!
Hey, know the fella I like best at the circus, kids? It's the ringmaster with his big black whip and his big top hat. Can't you just see him stepping into the spotlight? Hey, wouldn't it be fun to hear him on this program introducing Kellogg's Sugar Smacks, maybe like this? And now, ladies and gentlemen, presenting the greatest attraction ever to appear on a breakfast table, the one and only, these better-never puffs of wheat are sugar-toasted and candy-sweet. Yes, sir, the ringmaster would have a wonderful time with Sugar Smacks, and so will you. Kellogg's Sugar Smacks are absolutely and positively double-charged with energy from both wheat and sugar. And they are kept fresh and crackin' crisp by an amazing inner wrapper of pure aluminum foil, even after they're open. Well, now, kids, I have just one thing to add to what that ringmaster would have said, and that's this. Be sure to get those better-never puffs of wheat, sugar-toasted and candy-sweet, Kellogg's Smackin' Good Sugar Smacks! With Grandpa Granger, retired sheriff, as the only witness to a 30-year-old holdup, Wild Bill and Jingles started on a train ride to the state capitol, little knowing that plenty of trouble was just ahead.
Bill, how much farther do we have to go?
Oh, another 20 miles or so. What's the matter, Jingles? I thought you liked riding on a train.
I never rode on a train with Grandpa Granger before. Keeps running up and down the train from one end to the other. When he ain't running, he keeps talking about the old days when he was a sheriff and was chasing the Beeman brothers.
He dragged me loco.
He's just an old man, Jingles. Now, you keep an eye on him and see that he doesn't get into trouble.
Oh, I will. I like the old coot in spite of it all. Hey, by the way, I haven't seen him for a few minutes. Wonder where he is.
I don't know, but we better find him. No telling what he'll get into.
He can't get very far. There's only this coach and the baggage car and the engine.
We'd better find him, though, and keep him in sight till we get to the capital.
Woo-wee! A lot of cinders flying back from the engine.
Yeah, we're going up a steep hill. The fireman's sure pouring on the coal.
Hurry up and get in the baggage car. That's better as soon as I get the dust and smoke out of my eyes.
Quit shoving. I don't want to jump off the train.
Bill, it's Grandpa. They're trying to shove him out the door.
Hold it, you two. What's going on here?
Yeah, this old squirrel was trying to jump out the door. We was holding him.
I was not. These locoed owl hoots was trying to push me off.
Oh, that ain't true. He was just holding him, like Judd said.
I'm for shooting both of them right on the spot. They look like the Beeman brothers to me.
Oh, now hold it, Grandpa. Now put up those guns. Bill and me will get to the bottom of this.
It looked to me like you were trying to push him off. Why?
I ain't answering no questions, stranger. If this old buzzard's with you, take him and get out of the baggage car before you get thrown out.
Stick around, Grandpa. This weasel's talking like he wants a punch in the snoot. And Bill's just the one who can give it to him.
I'm not looking for trouble, mister, but I want an explanation.
Yeah? Maybe this'll explain it.
Give it to him, Judd. Hammer him down.
Who's gonna hammer who down?
Left hand wire, Bill, a little higher.
Try this foot.
Bill don't need any advice, Grandpa.
I fit more vermin than he ever saw. A lift, Bill!
Your time's run out, mister.
I said the lift. You hit him with a right.
Oh, now what difference does it make, Grandpa? He's stretched out flat on the floor. And Wild Bill Hickok hits him, it doesn't matter which hand he uses.
Wild Bill Hickok?
That's right, and I'm his deputy, Jingles.
You hear that, Judd?
Yeah, I heard it. Help me up, Ace.
Go ahead, give him a hand, Ace. But I still want to hear what your story is.
I'll tell you. Just let me go over to the door and get a little fresh air first.
Yeah, you look like you could use a good deep breath.
Go ahead. Then we're going to have a little talk.
I can't figure what's going on. I don't hear very good anyway, and this train makes a lot of noise.
Oh, it's nothing to worry about, Grandpa. Judd just needs some fresh air, and Ace is helping him to the door.
The train's going slow. Jump, Ace.
So long, Hickok!
Bill, they're getting away.
There they go.
Too late. We missed them. Train's going slow. We can jump off and chase them.
Hold it, Jingles. We better stick here with Grandpa.
Yeah, I guess so. I wonder what they were up to.
I don't know. Grandpa, before they tried to push you off the train, what'd they have to say?
Got away? Of course they did. I could see that without you telling me.
Oh, we know they got away, but what were they talking about before we got here?
Talking about shoving me off the train to get rid of me. The tall one was Luke Beeman. Recognized him right away.
Oh, he wasn't either. His name was Judd.
And the other one was his brother Duke.
No, his name was Ace.
What'd you say, Sonny?
I said their names were Judd and Ace, and don't call me Sonny.
Of course they got mud in their face jumping off the train that way, but I don't think it's funny. I said it ain't funny.
I heard you.
Cut it out, you two. Why did they want to get rid of you, Grandpa?
They had another brother named Juke, but he was kind of the black sheep of the family. He was honest.
Oh, I've heard all about them Beeman brothers before.
Grandpa, I want you to tell me what they said to you. It's important.
Oh, yeah. They said if I didn't show up to identify that gold, that it'd have to stay in the marshal's office tonight.
What difference would that make?
What else did they say?
Nothing.
You sure?
Oh, they said they was going to steal the gold tonight, but them Beeman boys is always stealing something. Ain't nothing unusual in that.
What do you think, Bill?
Makes sense. If they got rid of Grandpa, the gold would have to be held overnight. It'd be easy enough to break into the marshal's office and steal it.
Well, we'll put a stop to that. Them two loud hoots are 5 miles behind us by now.
I'll bet they'll try again, though. If they can steal a couple of horses, they can take the short road and be there before the train gets
I'm sure I'm right.
About what?
Their names was Luke and Duke and Juke.
Oh.
And their father's name was Herman.
Grandpa, will you shut up? We got thinking to do.
Better check your guns, Jingles. I've got a hunch Grandpa is going to be in real danger when we try to get him off this train.
car, Bill. See some people at the station. But not those two Jaspers we met in the baggage car.
If they're here, they'll be hiding, waiting for a chance to jump us. Let's go. I'll walk in front of Grandpa, and you walk behind him.
I get it. Anybody tries to plug him, they'll get one of us first.
That's it.
Hey, I just happen to think we could get shot.
Come on, Jingles. We're wasting time.
Hey, this is the right pretty town. Where are we anyhow?
We're in the state capital, and don't waste time sightseeing, Grandpa. We've got to get you undercover.
There's a courthouse down the block, Jingles. We'll head right for it.
Hey, that's him.
Who? Where? Which way to go?
What's the matter with you?
You said that's him.
Well, sure I did. I just remembered him. His name was Mervin.
Whose name was Mervin?
The Beeman boy's uncle. I've been trying to think of his name ever since we was on that train.
Doggone it, you old walrus. Here we are standing in the street, liable to be shot down any minute, and you go babbling about somebody named Mervin. You scared me out of 6 weeks' growth.
Come on, let's get moving.
Run a factory, Mervin did. Never stole a thing in his life. Family didn't think much of him. He made puddles.
Puddles? What are you talking about?
Puddles for steamboats. Oh. Some have them on the stern and some on the sides.
Those are paddles.
You're a little mixed up, ain't you? Paddles is a kind of dogs.
Oh, Grandpa, those are poodles.
No, no, poodles are for spanking kids with. Kind of a wide board with a handle.
Bill, if somebody's going to shoot Grandpa, I hope they hurry up. I can't stand much more of this.
Hey!
Grandpa, I didn't mean it.
You know how exciting it is to go to the hot rod races, watching those fast, souped-up cars burn up the track? But did you know that you can now hold your very own hot rod races? Midget hot rod races. That's right, and you get your hot rods free. You see, right inside special packages of Kellogg's Pep, you'll find a midget hot rod, a tiny metal hot rod that you can race across the floor or on the sidewalk. Or you can set them on a slope and let them race all by themselves. Golly, Wranglers, you'll find all sorts of authentic hot rod features painted right on your midget metal racers. Long exhaust pipes, racing-type cockpit, even the big identification numbers you see on honest-to-goodness hot rods. And these mighty midgets come in 5 different colors. That's so you and your pals can tell your hot rods apart in a race. Remember, you'll find them only in packages of Kellogg's Pep, that wonderful taste in cereal that gives you reserve power, power that sticks with you until you need it. But let's get off to the races. Get your free midget hot rods, 1 to a package, real soon. Remember, they're in packages of Pep, Kellogg's Pep. While Bill and Jingles were hurrying Grandpa Granger to the safety of the courthouse, when suddenly from a dark alley off the main street, a shot was fired directly at the old man, and Bill instantly fired back.
You get him, Bill?
No, but I saw 2 men run down the alley. How's Grandpa?
I don't know. Grandpa, are you hurt?
No, I ain't hurt, but I'm awful mad.
Your arms are all twisted up. You sure you didn't get hit?
No, he looks like he's all busted up, Bill.
I was reaching for my 6 guns, and I got my thumbs all stuck in my cartridge belt. Get me loose!
Oh, fine. You're a big help when we're fighting a couple of gunslinging owl hoots. There, now you're loose.
Oh, thank you, Sonny.
Come on, let's get to the courthouse. And if we run into any more trouble, you better let us do the fighting, Grandpa.
What'd you say?
He said we'll do the fighting.
Sure we will. Soon as we catch them, you two hunt cover, and I'll open up with both guns. There'll be so much lead flying around them, they'll think the bees are swarming.
Don't you do any shooting, Grandpa. We'll take care of it.
In fact, you better give me those 6 guns right now.
What? And go walking down Main Street naked?
Let him keep him, Jingles. Here's the courthouse.
Hey, that's a mighty pretty place. Who lives here?
Oh, nobody lives here. It's the courthouse.
This is where you have to identify that gold shipment, Grandpa.
Oh, sure. Got it right here.
Oh, Billy, don't even know what we're talking about.
The gold shipment is inside the building, Grandpa. It was stolen 30 years ago, and you're the only witness still alive.
I know it. The gold was in bars, and each one had a mark stamped on it. I got the stamping tool right here in my pocket.
Bill, he has got something.
Hey, let me see that.
Been carrying it around ever since I was sheriff, just in case that missing gold ever turned up.
I think the old boy is right, Jingles.
Oh, that's what fools you about, Grandpa. Just as soon as you got him figured out as completely loco, he comes up with something that makes sense.
Whoever has this stamping tool can match it up with the marks on the gold and claim it all. Pretty smart, huh?
Not smart enough. Get your hands up.
Bill!
Reach high, all of you.
All right, but you're taking a long chance pulling a stick upright in the courthouse.
It's worth taking a chance. That little stamping tool you got in your hand is good for $70,000 in gold.
Judd knows all about the contract on that shipment. He works for the express company.
Yeah, that's how I happen to be in that baggage car. Now hand over that tool.
I don't think your job will be waiting for you when you get back.
Cut the chatter and hand me that tool quick before I blow a hole through you.
Yeah.
Okay, here it is.
Hey, that belongs to me.
Well, ain't that too bad.
Grandpa, don't go for your gun.
Lay that gun on the floor, Ace. You can drop yours too, Judd.
But I didn't even see you draw, Hickok.
Now, where have I heard that before?
Pick them up, Jingles.
Okay, Bill. Gonna be real handy having these Jaspers right at the courthouse. For once, we won't have to haul them into town to get them tried.
Jump me?
No, anyway!
Cut it out or I'll shoot.
Don't shoot, Bill. You'll hit me.
All right, let's do it without guns.
There. That ought to hold them two for a while.
What happened to Grandpa while the fight was going on?
I don't know. Oh, Bill, there he is laying in a heap over by the wall.
You suppose he got hit by one of those shots?
Grandpa, are you hurt?
Oh, I ain't hurt, Dad, blame it.
Then what are you laying here for?
When I started to jump into the fight, I got my spurs tangled together. Get me loose, will you, sonny?
Sure, we'll get you loose. But you better watch out, Grandpa. You know, you're slowing up a little bit in your old age.
Don't you say that to me. I'm still not so old but what I can take on the Beeman brothers if I ever catch up to them. And I'm going to be looking for them every minute.
Oh, Grandpa, the Beeman brothers have been gone for 30 years.
No, they ain't. I spotted them on the train coming up here, and I'm going to be ready for them when we go back.
Bill, I just thought of something. We got to ride all the way home again with Grandpa. And before that trip is over, I'm liable to turn outlaw and join up with the Beeman brothers myself.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Well, kids, that's our story for today. But we'll be back with you again on Wednesday.
You bet we will, Guy. With a story about one of the strangest and most dangerous outlaws we've come across. It's called The Honest Swindler.
So long, kids.
See you Wednesday.
Hey, kids, when is every day Tuesday? Well, now, the answer is when you have Kellogg's Variety Pack to choose from on the breakfast table at your house. Why, there are 10 breakfast-sized packages, all your favorite Kellogg's cereals, including Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, that swell Kellogg's Raisin Bran, and those good Kellogg's Ready Sweetened cereals. And whichever one you choose, you get a fresh, crisp, personal portion of the Kellogg's cereal you like best. So make it Tuesday at your house real soon with Kellogg's Variety Pack. Greatest Name in Cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Vic Perrin, Fred Shields, and Herb Vigran. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the Greatest Name in Cereals. Reminding you to listen again on Wednesday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!